Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Alex looking at me like I'm crazy right now.
A little bit.
I changed deodorants this week, and things smell different.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
And I'm just like, is it BO, or is it, it's just a different scent that I'm used to, so I keep checking. Sorry about that. I just realized what it was. All morning, I've been kind of checking back and forth, and Alex like, what the hell? This guy doing over there?
Did he forget to put it on today? No, I've been in that same spot because I get tired of the gel ones sometimes, and I go to the more like the solid white kind of deodorants, and I'm like, I'm going to use this. Then I'm like, I'm tired of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, does it actually work?
Sometimes I also wonder if I got both arms. You know, sometimes your mind, you're just doing something, you go hit one and you just walk off and you
never
forget.
Never done that.
Obviously kid comes in the house. Or in the bedroom and starts talking to you. Dog walks in and tries to eat the toilet paper roll.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens, and you're just like, guys, I need to focus because otherwise I'll forget to put deodorant under one of my armpits. If you're having a Merry Christmas, thank you for joining us here today on the KNC Masterpiece. No, we will not be doing Masterpiece of the Year today. I'm not sure when that's going to roll out. I feel like we did Masterpiece of a Lifetime during Peace-a-thon.
We really did.
That was a lot of fun to kind of go back and revisit some of those, so that's always good too. But no, not today, but that might be in the plans for next week. We'll see if Kevin and Alec can roll that one out. But right now, it is time for the C Block, ladies and gentlemen. Hit the music, Jet. Guys, as we roll things out here on Christmas, last night I got to do something. It was with my middle son, Carter. I was watching the Stars game, and Carter has never sat down to watch a hockey game with me. He plays football, loves football, and he enjoys it, but he doesn't even want to sit down and watch football. I'm like, dude, you really like want to learn more? Watch these guys. They're experts at it. And he's like, I'd rather be out there playing. And I'm like, I get that. I totally understand. But he said, hey, Dad, do hockey players have offensive and defensive players committed to just those sides of the puck? And I was like, oh, excellent. Now, I do not consider myself a hockey expert by any means, but I've watched Dallas Stars hockey since they got here. When they arrived in DFW, I was like, this is fun. We were watching the Dallas Freeze whenever before that. We would go out to Dallas Freeze games at Fair Park and check those out. And then whenever I started watching hockey on, was it HSN or whatever it was back then, I was like, this is fun. I remember seeing one night, there was a big fight in the middle of the ice, and I think it was Andy Moog. Skates out to the middle of the ice and throws a puck into his glove and then slaps a guy across the face with his puck glove. And I was like, that was genius. But here's the deal. We didn't have the ability to run it back. We didn't have TiVo or whatever back then. Mm. So me and my buddy went, did you just see that? And so we both saw it and agreed that it actually happened. So that was really cool. But it was, he had this moment though where he was like, okay, can you explain? I was like, awesome. All the guys are going to play offense and defense at the same time. And he was like, explain this to me. So I sent him to NHLlines.com or whatever it is. And I was like, look at this. This is a very easy way because you get to see the jerseys and you get to see how they're like lined up and in their shifts and stuff like that. So I laid all that out there for him. And it felt really fun. And so the question is, what makes you feel like you really know something when you get to explain it to a noob? Because there are new people to sports all the time, and it's really fun to be able to explain something you know. Like, I know hockey well enough to explain the game, and last night was an awesome moment. There are some things I don't know that well, and my kids will ask me, and I'm like, we have to go to Google. But whenever I get to explain something to somebody who is legitimately interested in it, And I get to explain it to them. It really is a fun experience for me. What's the thing for you that when you get to explain something to a noob, you feel like you really succeeded in life?
There's a few that come to mind. Obviously, sports-minded. Football is always fun to explain to people because there are so many different ideas and concepts and stuff. But the game itself, explaining, hey, you only have four chances to essentially score if you don't reset the downs. And it's like, okay, what is a down? Okay, and you know, getting into that stuff, it's kind of fun. But outside of sports, like audio and music, like sound and music, I love talking about that stuff. And like the X's and O's of what we do here and how we are getting to your ears right now, explaining what I mean, I'm only 24, and January will be 6 years that I've been here. Like, I don't have as much knowledge as, you know, Tim Collins and this stuff. But when it comes to the technical stuff, I could explain that stuff to people all day, you know, and especially when it comes to music. I'll start breaking down music theory with you. I'll start telling you about how the reason it sounds like this. I had music teachers in elementary school that were swearing that I have perfect pitch, but I don't know any of the keys or anything or any of the notes. I can't tell you, but I can identify and I can replicate sounds. I just can't tell you what they are. So I love stuff like that, where I can break down a song and be like, the reason they progressed it in this way, or I can pick apart the elements of a song and be like, you know, all this synth stuff is cool and it sounds all 80s and funky, but if you really listen, this entire progression is built on one strum of an acoustic guitar. And like, I'll be like, just listen to 5 second chunk. And somebody hears that one stroke of a guitar and I'm like, see? It's built upon one simple strum. And then they add all this stuff on top of it to make it sound even cooler than it really is when it's just one note that they built the entire chorus on. And it's a song that's gone, you know, triple platinum. It's like, it's a lot easier than you think. It's a lot simpler. It's the same ideas just getting recycled in different ways. It's like if you took a Lego set and you built it with different colored pieces, you know? So like, I start explaining that stuff to people. I'm geeking out right now. I'm like,
I can see it in his face.
Yeah, I'm like, I love this stuff. It's fun. I get into it.
From the 972, can y'all explain icing? Basically, icing when a player shoots the puck from their side of the ice to the other side of the ice behind the goal. Once it crosses that line, they say, all right, that was icing. Now, there are some times where they'll wave off icing and all that stuff. It was to eliminate milk in the clock. Is what they initially was kind of created for, and it was also for safety purposes. But yeah, they were basically saying, we don't want teams to just be able to send it down the ice so the clock stops once they call icing and the puck comes back over to the other zone, and so they got to deal with it that way. So that's what icing is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Essentially, it feels complicated. It's really not. And once you understand that, it's basically just kind of saying, all right, y'all send it down there. That's why you see two skaters also, they'll race down the ice with each other trying to beat it. It's always a lot of fun to see that. But that is what icing is, essentially. From the 945, I enjoy explaining football to my now wife of 6 years, LOL. I don't know if they're laughing about the wife of 6 years part or explaining football to her. My wife does not care for football. She enjoys that I enjoy football. She enjoys that I enjoy sports. She knows all that, but she's not trying to dive in and be like, I got it all figured out. She has so many other things that she's interested in.
Sure.
And I'm like, hey, look, if you want to ride along with me to these games, you can. And she's like, that's fine. She's mostly looking for a way to take a nap, though. So if I'm sitting on the couch watching a football game, it is now time for her to nap and let me watch a football game. And she would much rather be asleep than awake. And actually, she said a long time ago, if she had one superpower, it would be to stop time so she could take a little nap. And I said, how long's a little nap? And she said, you'll never know because I've stopped time. And I was like, wow.
Genius!
Yeah. She was, so in her mind, it could be 7 hours. And I've always said she needs her four-hour nap every Saturday. So that's a deal there. Jet, do you have something that you feel like you love to explain to people?
I feel like one that always makes me feel like I'm a good technology guy is when you have to call or the parents call you, and they're like, how do I get this TV to work? The new smart TV, it'll be like, I can't even get to the source anymore. Then I have to log into something. So when I get that call, I'm like, all right, let the man handle this.
You feel like you're an expert in the field. I like that.
I feel like an expert whenever I get the remote call.
Yeah, and that is, I am now at a point where with the kids, I'll be like, something happened to the sound on the PlayStation. Boys, what do I do? And they'll come in there and they'll be like, oh, yeah, sorry, we adjusted this. We turned this off. And I'm like, thank you very much. Now turn it back and don't ever do that again. From the 469, being from upstate New York, been married to a Canadian, I've played and understand curling. So being able to explain it to Texans around wintertime Olympics is fun for me. I love curling because it's like one of the sports where you can put a keg on the playing field and it keeps your beer cold, and you can also enjoy, like, it's not too athletic. You just have to be able to squat down and slide. And you know, but it's large shuffleboard, and I love shuffleboard too, so that's fun. From the 469, watching combat movies, I explain to my children what rifles cannot do and what motors can and cannot do.
I like
so that's
that.
Awesome. From the 214, as a plumber, I enjoy the look of surprise on people's faces when I tell them that we are solely responsible for medical gas. I have no clue what that means, and I feel like I need more of an explanation. The plumbers are responsible for medical gas?
I'm just as lost as you are. That's why I'm not a plumber.
Got a story about a plumber. He, one of my plumbers was, they had a clog at a house that he went to. And he found a device that men will use in order, a contraceptive, if you will. And he was like, oh, here's this. And evidently the husband was like, well, I don't use those. And that became a problem in that household. And he was like,
huh,
I am done. I would like to collect my check and get out of here, guys. I'll tease y'all later. Sorry about that.
I wonder why that would be a problem.
Kind of like someone else's truck in the drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the 512, I unfortunately taught my wife how to bet on sports, and now we have a serious problem. If she's good at it, it's fun, though, right?
Exactly, yeah.
But then again, betting is never, you're not good. Sometimes the betting gods get after you. So
sometimes you're just lucky.
From the 817, I enjoy teaching noobs the basics of firing a weapon. When they actually hit the target, it brings me tears of joy.
That's nice.
Yeah, when you see somebody succeed at something, that is fun. The plumbers, by the way, plumbers install the piping for gas lines at hospitals. And from the 214, nitrous oxide, oxygen at a hospital, vacuum at the dentist. Okay, I see where they're kind of going with that.
Okay, that makes sense.
I really appreciate it.
You had to break it down into human terms for me. Give me examples.
Yes.
Use it in a sentence.
Do y'all have a wild card in your family around the holidays?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your wild card in your family?
I've got two, and for totally different reasons.
Because Kevin's always said this. He regrets not going to Thanksgiving for Colby's family because somebody got stabbed over a couch, and police had to be called. And he was like, I should have been there for that moment. Obviously, like, that's, Kevin loves drama like that. And I agree. Every time Colby's ever told us about those things, I'm like, dude, I don't know why I don't go to your family. But I had a wild card. It was my uncle. He would show up and he would wear, you know, it's 30 degrees outside. He's got a sleeveless shirt and those coat shorts on. And he'd show up and be awesome and tell funny jokes. And it'd be stuff that my mom definitely did not want me to hear. But yeah. I cracked up. I just loved that uncle. No, he's no longer with us. Rest in peace. But he was the wild card. And sometimes I feel like I got to replace that a little bit, you know?
I like that. And I feel like I'm kind of taking on the role a little bit because my dad ends up being the biggest one because of the things he will say. He will say the quiet part out loud every single time. Like, what everybody is quietly thinking about a story, about a situation, about an outfit somebody's wearing or something. My dad at some point, and this is totally sober, he doesn't drink in front of the family or anything, he will just finally, it will be sitting on his mind so long that he's like, I gotta say it. The intrusive thoughts will win. And sometimes it hurts people's feelings. And yeah, there's been some interesting situations where we're all thinking it, and then he'll finally just, it'll get a little quiet, and he'll be like, you know, and I'm like, okay, here we go. Here we go again. He's that. And then one of the cousins, I don't know who's listening right now, so I'm not going to go in detail.
All right.
But one of the cousins definitely is too.
Yeah. You hear that? John. Is it John?
No, not even close.
All right. Okay.
Wrong gender.
Sandra. Not Sandra?
Pretty close.
How many Sandras are out there nowadays? That's Bullock. A good question. From the 817, we did. But they are not surprisingly all dead now. Okay, I get it. It happens sometimes. That's what the wild card can possibly be. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, NFL quarterback rankings, what happened with Texas high school football, and some more Christmas this or that if you want to get into them. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.